Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Garage Talk Live. It's our first show following the racing season. And today we're going to do something a little different. We have a special guest calling in, Carrie Ann Paniche. Was that how you spell it? Pronounce that? Paniche or Paniche?
I think it's Paniche. Or Peachy.
And,
I just call it Carrie Ann.
Well, you know who she is, but none of our listeners do, so we have to give it out there. You can find her on Facebook as a public figure. Looking for some.
Oh, she's listening in because she's just going off on me. She's like, it's P N T. Come on, Carrie, call in. Yeah,
call in, Carrie.
Yeah, call in, Carrie, so we can get it right.
So we'll interview her. She was supposed to read some passages out of some books that are. Co-host Tammy, who not with us tonight, she has some prior engagements. She's on location somewhere doing something, but
she said, "Give her a minute." So she'll call in here shortly.
Okay. So we're just gonna, I guess, talk about a whole bunch of different things, and see what young Carrie Ann has been, how she. Became a public figure and what she's been doing and things like that. So when she calls in, we'll get her right on board here. And I guess up until then, we got some interesting things coming up. I think we're going to have some different shows coming in. I'm going to have Anne Marie Rhodes, who used to be the first Miss Sprint Cup, call in. She works with Davidson's Gallery of Guns. I know it's hunting season out there, so she'll be able to talk to us about some something that people might want for Christmas. So the new toys out there, and Shauna Robinson, who designs the happy chairs, individually designed chairs that she redoes, and we've had her on before talking racing because she was one of the few race car drivers to actually get into the Sprint Cup Series. A few women race car drivers that actually drove in the Sprint Cup Series, and now we'll bring in some up-and-coming drivers as well that are looking to get their big break. Maybe some are heading down, getting ready to go down to Daytona, and get into the ARCA Series or the Truck Series and make their debuts down there. Just to wrap up the season, Brad Keselowski did win his first ever Sprint Cup championship. He's only been in the series 3 years, and he's one of a few drivers to do it in under 5 years. Of course, Dale Earnhardt Sr. being one, did it in his second year, and Jeff Gordon being the other, did it in his third year as well. So if that has anything to do with anything, then we'll see what happens this coming year when it comes time to defend. Usually it's pretty tough to defend, and there's been a number of people in back-to-back, but only the ones that in recent history that have done that was Jimmy Johnson winning 5 in a row, and of course Jeff Gordon's won 2 in a row a couple times, and Dale Earnhardt Sr., who out of his 7 and had won 2 in a row back-to-back at 3 different times. Of course, the first one he got was in his sophomore year after being a rookie in 1980, in 79. And I think when he was a rookie in 79, I wasn't even following the sport, Dan.
In 89? I wasn't following the sport. Oh, 79, no, I wasn't born yet. My mom was, though.
Yeah, not too many people were born yet. As a matter of fact, I turned 21 in 79.
79 was the Daytona 500 with the fight.
That's the one that put the first ever. I don't know if they put him on the map, but gave him something worth watching. I think ESPN putting on the races live every week.
It was the first fly coverage, and it was on ABC, Live World Sports.
CBS,
yeah.
CBS had the bragging rights that year, and then, of course, the last lap fight broke out. Cameras were down in the infield on the back straightaway where Cale Yarborough was taking on the Allison brothers, and, of course, I think Richard Petty went on to win that race.
Yeah.
And nobody, everybody forgot about that. Everybody's more focused on the infield. As a matter of fact, I actually had the guy, the flag man, who was the guy in the up in the starting booth there on the show years ago. Not in this version of it. When I was up in New Jersey, I had the flag man who actually was. He was busy watching the fight, and he almost forgot to wave the checkered flag when Petty came around to take it.
Well, see, the fight didn't happen until after the race was over, because Bobby Allison went down there to pick him up on the cool-down lap.
Well, that was afterwards. Donnie and Cale were already into it on the last lap of the race.
Now, see, I thought the fight started because, Cal walked up to Bobby and said, he started it and then punched him while he was in the car.
No,
at least that's what Bobby told me, what happened.
No, that might have been what Bobby told you. Of course, Cal probably has his side of the story. I think what started all was Donnie and Cal wrecked and wound up in the infield.
Mm-hmm. But it was also turn 3 and 4.
And then that started the whole thing. Of course, everything was focused on that, and I guess that made history.
We got to get him on the show.
Bobby
on the show. Yeah, we got to get Bobby on the show.
About to find out to get his, see who handles, who his people are.
His daughter.
His daughter?
Yeah.
Do you know her as well, or?
Yeah, I'm friends with her. I'll ask her.
Well, that would be great. Bobby was a seven-time winner at Dover, and he was honored there. And the only other one I think that is close to them to tie in that record. Richard Petty and Bobby Allison both won 7 at Dover. And Jimmy Johnson, if he wins it one more time, it'll be his 7th time. But when Bobby Allison, when they were talking about it, said he won all the 500 miles. All his races, they were 500 miles. So Jimmy Johnson had all the ones he won were 400 miles. So that's pretty interesting. And I forgot. I never thought they ran races. I know when I first started watching the races down at Dover, it was 500, but I didn't know there were a couple of and then they switched to 400. I didn't know there were some shorter ones around there as well.
Yeah, they switched. It used to be you watched the beginning of the race, and it was really entertaining. Then you would lay down across the bleachers because most of the people left, and the vibration from the cars and how these bleachers were made, they were just easy to sleep. And then you would wake up toward the end of the race because that's when the action would pick up again. So they shortened the race to cut out that sleeping time.
Yeah, well, I think that's a lot to do with a bunch of 500 mile races anymore. Pocono shortened theirs to 400 and, and that was a good thing because that was a long race as well. I mean, they were turning speeds at Pocono for 500 miles and getting over an hour, take an hour longer to get a race done there than it would be at Dover because they were turning the same speed versus on a 2.5 mile track versus a 1 mile track.
Yeah.
But hopefully your friend Carrie Ann will be calling in soon and we could talk to her and but she's getting cold feet.
She's telling me she's going to be nervous.
Paul, I'll make a fit, please. Come on, Carrie Ann, give us a call. We know you're listening. We'll put you right on. And I don't know what she has to be nervous about. Hasn't she done any interviews before? Or?
Yeah, she has, but it's been a really long time since she's done anything. That's what she says. Like, it's been forever since she's had to do one.
Oh, this should be a piece of cake. We're going to get our audience to get to know her and get her some Facebook followers. Is she on Twitter or anything like that? Or we'll wait for.
Well, I posted that she was going to be on some of our groups and stuff.
Well, that's good. Now we just got to have her get the courage up to call in. Anyway, if anybody wants to give us a call, the number is 646-649-1899. We're actually going to talk about anything you want today on the air. So if you want to talk racing or anything else, feel free to do so because it's the off season. And you can only talk about racing so much in the off season because there isn't really much happening except when teams make trade drivers. I think the only thing I had heard since the off season is that Danica Patrick posted that.
Got divorced.
He, husband are getting divorced or got divorced. Yeah. I wonder if what happened there.
The husband finally made enough money to dump her because she was annoying.
Nah, I don't know about that.
Or he could put up with her bawling and crying and tempting tantrums anymore.
I don't know. 7 years. Maybe he got the itch, or she found somebody else.
Her and Dale Jr. hooked up.
I don't know. I thought Dale Jr. had another girlfriend. Maybe her and her new boss, Tony Stewart.
I heard he has several girlfriends. Okay, she's going to call in, but no personal questions. That's her thing. No personal questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Yeah, so don't ask things about, well, you know.
Yeah. We'll get to know her and see what where we could find her outside of Facebook and Twitter and maybe go buy some products she's got on the market.
I know she does art now.
Ah, okay, that's cool. She has a website she wants to steer everybody to. We could check out her art now. We're not talking tattoos, right? We're just talking she's a painter or a drawer.
Yeah, a painter. She has a YouTube video of it. It's pretty neat. I'll let her tell you all about it.
All right. We're waiting on Carrie Ann Panici. And if I pronounce it right, that sounds Italian to me. She's Italian girl?
I think, like, she's mixed, I think. I don't know. That question just, like, never came up with me. Like, I've never thought to ever ask her that.
Well, I see, judging by her Facebook page, she's got a some photos up there. Is that just the one? Oh, there we go. We got some pictures. And we're waiting on her to. So I'm just curious to find out about her. I mean, you've told us about her, and we're going to get
her. Which hasn't been much.
Well, you know.
I mean, she's a really sweet girl. I will say that. And, like, the fans, like, you know her from the rehab shows that she did with Dr. Drew. I can tell you that she is actually much, much nicer. She's super sweet. Like, this shows did not do her justice as far as, like, who she is as a person.
Yeah, I really didn't watch those rehab shows with Dr. Drew for some reason, you know. I'd always find some what I thought would be better stuff to watch. Was she like one of his patients, or is that a personal question I shouldn't ask?
Yeah, she was one of the patients on that show. But yeah, I mean, most people know about that. I think she's talking about what's going on in her real life.
Oh. Well, we'll have her tell us her story. And she could tell her friends to tune in and where to tune in at if they can call in too if they want it.
She's laughing at me. She's listening, like, and she's literally laughing at me. She's typing on Facebook, and she's really nervous to come on, and she's just laughing at me because
she on your page or in the chat room?
I don't think the chat room's open on here, but
your chat window on your Facebook page.
Yeah, on my Facebook page, she's laughing at me. She's calling in now, she says. Let's see if she likes it.
Now, they laugh at him on the air where it really counts. Okay, I'd like to welcome to the show my very special guest, Carrie Ann Paniche. Did I pronounce that right, Carrie Ann? Welcome to the show.
Yes, you did.
How are
Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Now, you're getting Danny to twist in the wind here, and we were supposed to have you read some passages. Apparently, the ones he got really weren't all that good.
Is it nice to read?
My co-host, who's off tonight, said she was reading books that were made 50 Shades of Grey seem kind of tame.
Oh, isn't that like the lesbian book?
Yeah, one of those. And they were supposed to be really juicy, so we were trying to get, Danny said we were going to get you some passages
Maybe.
To read, and...
Maybe Danny should read those passages.
Well, it's supposed to be from a woman's point of view. So it won't sound like it's coming from me.
I don't think Danny would quite get the message across, you know.
Well, he can try.
So, we have you listed here as a public figure, and we're just trying to get to know you a little bit better. I know you're a bit nervous, so where are you from? Like Midwest, Northeast, South?
What did you say?
Where are you from?
I'm from California.
Oh, California girl. What part? Southern, Northern? You're not a San Francisco.
I'm from San Diego.
San Diego, that's where it's nice all year round, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
She makes fun of me about that.
Yeah. Is that where you live now still in San Diego, or?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, you're a model. I see some of your pictures on your Facebook page here. And
Well, I used to model. I don't really model much anymore.
Nah. Trying to get out of that public life.
I used to. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Danny says you're an artist now. You You like to draw or paint?
Yes, I like to paint.
Paint
really
oil?
I think. Huh?
Where can we find some of your work, or is it some of it on your Facebook page? Is that painting ears with the two little buttons?
You can find it on dopeworks.com.
Okay.
And you can check it out there.
I'll give you a link later, Vince.
Okay. You'll get that on your Facebook page. So she said they'll give me the link later.
Oh, okay.
Where we could find your stuff. How long?
Definitely.
How long have you been painting, or like you've been doing that your whole life? And
pretty much my whole life. Like, I'm not like a professional painter, but I like to paint. It helps me like relieve my stress.
They just sit there in a quiet room. Nobody bothers you. Use paint live models, or is it more like,
No, I paint on like a canvas.
I'll have to show you the YouTube video that she has of it. It's really cool.
What's that?
I said the one where I'm naked.
Yeah. You don't see anything, but yeah.
there's paint covering my whole body.
It was supposed to be. He said it was about you painting. He didn't mention anything about that.
Well, you can just check that out later.
Yeah, well, it's not going to help. I can't talk to you and check it out now, especially if there's sound behind it. So.
Yeah, because it's like angry music and all that, and she throws the paint around. And
now, you seem like a shy girl.
Hey, what?
Are you a shy type of person? Because you're real soft-spoken and...
No, I'm not really shy. I just haven't done a radio show in a long time. Is there a lot of people listening?
Oh, we hope so.
Probably not.
you can't really tell on the internet. They're not like a hit page of who's on and who's not. Tam usually gets the numbers.
Yeah, I know.
How many people
listen?
She's the main admin folder, so we just she usually handles the board, and I just sit here and blab for about an hour and a half or so, or an hour. But during the racing season, we usually talk about that, and then when the season's over, I try to find different things to talk about, like having you come on and talk about your painting or introducing you to an audience that probably doesn't know you, and if you have your regular page, and you have your fan page there where you try, I guess, draw people to become fans of yours, so we're promoting you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I mean, being your friend of Danny's, and if you're any friend of Danny's, is a friend of ours.
Awesome.
So, what are some of the things that... you like to do as far as other than paint? Do you outdoors girl, like to hike and
like
fish?
Shopping. And I
shopping?
Like wakeboard. Yeah.
Oh, wakeboard, like water sports.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess living
I
in
like
San Diego,
beach.
You just do that all year round. What's that?
Yeah, exactly.
So have you been anywhere other part of the country?
I've been to South Korea before for modeling.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Long time ago.
Long time ago, you seem like a pretty young young lady. Maybe more than half my age, younger.
I guess
than
a long time ago for me.
Did you want to go to like school or anything for? College or anything like that? Like Danny wants to be an engineer, so I don't know if he wants to work on trains or whatever.
I'm studying pre-med.
What? Wait a minute. I'm reading some of the listener is sending me. Michael Henschel, otherwise known as the Loyal Family, that's what he likes to go by. He wanted me to ask Carrie if she would ever paint a NASCAR car on video.
And what?
He wanted to know if you ever paint a race car on video, kind of like how you did with the other on your YouTube video. Huh?
Did you say on video?
Yeah. He wanted to know if you would do it on video, paint a car like you did on your YouTube video.
Yeah, I can do that when I find time. I can do that.
Well, here's what you do. It's not so much that you say, yeah, for
that.
A price.
I don't know how good it'll turn out.
You tell them, yeah, for a price. It'll cost them some money to paint the, it'll cost them some money for you to paint the car.
Yeah. Tell them how much.
$10,000?
I'm just kidding.
$10,000 to hand paint a car? Does that sound about right?
$10,000? That's cheap.
That's cheap?
Yeah.
Well, you gotta realize.
Tell them what your tagline is about you being expensive.
What? Wait, what?
Tell them about your little, like, line that you say about how you're expensive.
I said, I'm not cheap, I'm expensive. That one?
Yeah, like, all of her videos or whatever. She did, like, a music video back when Tiger Woods scandal broke
Tiger
out.
Woods.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy, Michael, he's chatting with me. He's saying that he loves all your videos.
Who does?
Michael Henschel. He goes by the Loyal Family on Facebook.
Yeah, I've talked to him before.
Yeah, he's messaging me saying that he loves all of your videos.
Well, tell him I said thank you. Oh, well, he can hear me.
Yeah, how many videos do you have? Carrie Ann,
like
how many videos do you have out?
What, Vince?
I was asking Carrie Ann how many videos she had out.
I have a lot. What kind of videos?
I don't know. I guess they're talking YouTube.
There's a lot of videos on YouTube.
There's, like, two musical videos. Michael said you're welcome. And then there's, like, a bunch of interview-type videos.
Well, and there's videos of me doing photo shoots, too.
Yeah.
Photo shoots, too? You like doing... Well, you said you don't want to... You don't model anymore, so I guess...
Yeah, I don't really do that anymore.
Photo shoots boring to do, or are they pretty fun? Are they fun? Or it all depends on the photographer.
It depends on the photographer.
What are some of the photographers that you know you like to work for? They try to get you, I guess, moving, or like they pre-pose you, like where they. Say, if they move this way, and they just keep moving away.
There's a lot of guys that pretend to be photographers.
Well, you figure anymore now, everybody who thinks they get a digital camera can be a photographer. I mean, those that actually do it for real study, you know, they have the studios with all the lighting and...
that's a professional photographer.
How do you like, have you done any location shoots, or is it all in-studio type?
No, I've done everything.
What do you like better? Like saying, okay, fly out to Hawaii, we're going to shoot on the beach,
better. They're more fun.
Yeah, and you get to hang out for a few days and party, right?
Exactly.
It's not all work and no play. That would be kind of terrible.
Yeah, that sucks.
How long does a shoot usually last if you're, you know, on location? Do they take, do they just, like...
It really all depends on the shoot, you know.
I mean,
sometimes,
what's
like,
the longest one
hours.
You've done?
Huh?
What's the longest one you've done?
On a location shoot?
Yeah, well, the longest shoot that you've ever done. Like, which one's taken the longest?
When I was in South Korea.
South Korea?
I was there for... Yeah, it was a shoot for a catalog.
Wow.
Mhm. I was there for a couple weeks.
That must have been nice, unless the weather was crappy.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's a different world over there, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a good experience.
Did you get to eat any of the local foods? You went to different types of
models
cuisine.
Don't eat.
Models don't. Yeah, they do. They just say they just own in public.
Exactly.
Wait.
And judging by some of your pictures, you're not one of them bony girls that they see that are like that, like 15 years old and looks like they starve themselves.
What? Oh my god! What?
She's super tiny, but no, she's not anorexic.
I'm not anorexic.
That's what I'm saying. She don't look anorexic.
No, okay. I don't think so.
No, she's drop dead gorgeous. I've had other models come to me and say, oh, my God, Carrie is so gorgeous. Carrie's so pretty. Carrie's, like, the prettiest girl I've ever seen.
Other
and this
models
is coming from other
too?
Girls.
Yeah, girls are pretty tough on each other, aren't they? Yeah. Now, are you, Carrie, are you tall or are you a...
Am I what?
How tall are you? Because usually models are, like, tall.
That's their fashion
model. I'm actually not that tall. I'm 5'5".
Really? That is not that tall.
Yeah, she's a glam
model. Usually you picture them, they always, oh, you think, was it the runway ones or the six-footers?
Yes. The fashion models are the tall ones.
Yeah. I can't do any of that.
Would you really want to, or because some of those things that the fashion models wear, I swear, are really weird looking. I mean, people don't actually wear that in real life.
Yeah, I agree. Are you laughing, Danny?
Yes, I'm laughing. I'm cracking up.
We're not laughing
okay
at you. We're laughing at the industry of it with these runway models, what they make them wear on some of these things that they show on TV, like the new fashions out. Like, yeah, people are going to, who in their right mind is going to buy that? Most of the people that could even fit in what those do. They got all those headdresses, it's like the mummer's parade.
No comment.
Michael wants to know. I didn't
what
hear what the
know?
No comment thing was about, but Michael wants to know if a new girl wants to get into modeling, what advice do you have for her? If let's say a new young girl, 18-year-old girl type, wants to get into the same type of modeling that Carrie does, what advice does Carrie have for
her? Well, I started with pageants.
Starting the pageants?
I mean, you can do that, you can start in pageants, but I don't know, like a lot of these girls do the, start with like these internet contests. And I don't really think that's the right way.
Yeah, the Playboy Miss Social and all that.
Yeah, like, I don't think that's totally different. You actually have to get out there and, you know, do castings and stuff.
Well, I guess for shoots and all, like, because you talk about the pageants, and right now, you know, when pageants come to mind for young kids, you think of toddlers and tiaras, and they have Honey Boo Boo with a TV show.
Oh,
if that girl won a pageant, I could see the rest of the
kids. I don't watch Honey Boo Boo.
Well, me either. There's people that do. Just to see
I don't even know what that is.
Just to see
I
the
just
train wreck.
Like, is it about, like, a big fat girl or something? I don't know.
A little fat girl.
Yeah, it's I haven't watched the show here, but apparently it's some really, really fat woman and her really, really fat kid in beauty pageants. And, like, ew.
And who is Honey Boo Boo?
I feel mean saying that.
And I don't know. But the kid's always drinking a mixture of Mountain Dew and Red Bull, calling it go-go juice.
I haven't heard of that.
Some of the clips I've seen. I don't watch the show. I don't even watch Hoarders. You know?
I stopped watching TLC when OC Choppers left that and went back to Discovery Channel.
Oh, we lost Carrie Ann.
No!
She hung up on us. She couldn't take the Honey Boo Boo.
I hope she calls back.
See, we weren't getting personal. We were getting general here, and I don't know. Maybe she got another call. But anyway, we're talking about and this is supposed to be TLC, the learning channel.
Yeah. She said that she got disconnected.
She can call back if she wants to. I didn't disconnect.
She's saying the reception was bad.
Well, sometimes it's a little hard to hear on this thing. See, I go through a... Well, she got Sprint.
Help me.
How long do we have her back?
Hey, I'm back.
Hey. What happened? What do you want, Sprint? Or AT&T?
I was sick of hearing about Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, so you just hung up?
No, I'm just kidding. I got disconnected.
Yeah. There was only one person that can disconnect you, and that's me, and I wasn't even anywhere near the hang-up button.
I think it was
just bad reception. Yeah, it depends on your cell phone carrier and your signal.
Yeah, it's just the route that I'm in. It always gets bad reception.
Who's your carrier? AT&T or T-Mobile?
Verizon.
You got Verizon?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a trick. I got Verizon, too, and every month you got to upgrade your software. It adds all the new towers in, so maybe that'll... Have you ever done that?
No, I never did that before.
Not many people know that, and every time I tell them that...
But it does it on its own.
No, it doesn't do it on its own.
Really?
You got a pencil and paper? Yeah. You got a pencil and paper? It's real easy.
I have a computer.
All right, well, so, yeah, computer is well, I'm saying if you're on your small phone,
pencil and paper anymore.
Well, for this, are you going to write it on your computer? It's
yeah. Is it?
When you get done, the dial, you go *228.
*228. Oh, okay.
And then they'll ask you to either activate or update your roaming software, which is option two. Mm-hmm. You want option two.
I actually have heard of that before.
Yeah, they say you should do it about once a month.
I just forgot about it.
When you get a new phone, everybody forgets about it. And then when I remind them, they do it, and they have better reception. Like, when you get a new phone, it'll automatically be done when they activate it. But every so often they're putting in new towers and all and make it easier to hold your signal.
I have the Sprint. It does it automatically.
What's that?
I said I have Sprint. It does it automatically.
Yeah, you think. I don't think they do it automatically, if they do it at all.
I don't have problems with, like, my reception.
Well, it used to be like you get off the highway with Sprint and you lost your, so you dropped the call.
No.
But now, AT&T and T-Mobile are the worst.
T-Mobile sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. I had a friend who had them, and he used to call up to do his show and book guests, and he'd never get the voicemail in time. Like, he'd call to book a guest on one day, and a day later he'd get the voicemail saying, "Yeah, we'll call on the show." But that's why some AT&T, I guess, tried to buy them out.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Technology, the only thing bad about it is you just get used to one thing and they come out with something new. And sometimes it's faster than that.
Mm-hmm.
Like the new iPad mini. Anybody go run out and get one of them yet? Did you? I'm still working on a laptop. One that's bigger and easier to see. And I have a tablet, but it's an Android-based one, so I don't know which one I'll stick with my Android phone, and this way if I need Google Maps, I know where I'm going. Do you have an iPhone there, Carrie Ann, or you want an Android?
Yeah.
Or Windows?
No, I have an iPhone.
How do you like it?
I like them.
You got the new,
They're
is
good.
It the new iPhone 5 or the old, or one of the older ones?
Anyone.
Does it have Siri?
Does it have what?
Siri, that girl you talk to, that they advertise.
Siri?
Siri, find me a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
You have a restaurant 3.2 miles from here.
Mm-hmm. I want to shout somebody out. Can I do that?
Sure, go ahead. Shout them out. Or cuss them out. You want to cuss them out, too?
Yeah, I want to curse her out, too. I'm just kidding.
Get this internet lady.
It's Kristen Analia. And she's so amazing.
She's another sweet girl.
She's a great model, too.
Somebody else I have to add. I guess, can I add you as a friend, Carrie Ann, or?
Yes, you can add me as a friend. Go ahead.
All right. So as I get off the air, I'll continue, I'll bring you the page and add you. So
okay.
Why don't you ask your friend to call in and talk as well?
I'll ask her. Let's see if she wants to. I know she's listening.
She's listening because she made a comment on the link.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no. Michael's like, now you're in trouble. Because Michael knows her, too.
Well, I'm in trouble, or?
We're in trouble.
Why are we in trouble? Well, I don't think so. Well, we'll see what happens.
I think Kristen should get on the air. And she
yeah, she's
talk.
A nice girl, but she's ornery, too.
Oh, ornery's good.
What?
Yeah.
Ornery.
And this isn't the Michael I'm talking about. Is a different Michael that I was telling you about a few weeks ago. This isn't the same troublemaker Michael.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other one.
No. I'm talking about the one that helps Danielle out, the loyal family and all that. I'm not talking. I got that got blocked.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I was telling Vince a few weeks ago Yeah, because this Michael's laughing about that too. But yeah, I was telling Vince about why you and I were dating for 24 hours.
Yeah.
That was a quick one, huh?
Okay, she's going to call in.
Okay. Her name's Kristen?
Mm-hmm.
So, was she a model too, or a former model? Or?
Yeah, she is. She's a model.
Glam model or runway?
Glam.
Glam.
Yeah,
we don't deal with glam models.
Okay.
We don't deal with fashion models.
They don't look real enough. At least a glam model. They look like real people.
One Victoria's Secret model, oh, I can't think of her name right now. It's like, start with an I. She came over to the school for a concert, and, like, nobody was paying attention to her. I got to hang out with her. I can't remember her name. It's like, I don't know.
Wow, lucky you.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I think we have Christine on the line.
Well,
you don't have to hang up. You just stay there.
Oh, no, I didn't say I was going to hang up.
Christine, you there? Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Kristen.
They
Hi,
say you're
Jerry,
ornery.
Honey. What?
Somebody said you were ornery. I should watch out. I'm in trouble now.
I'm ornery?
I don't even know what that is.
You mean ornery, I guess.
Ornery. It's not just part of the country. We say ornery or honor. But, you know. Like
well,
potato.
Yeah.
It depends on what state you're in.
Yeah.
I'm in
tomato,
California.
Tomato.
In California, it's ornery.
Ornery? Like a
yeah.
In the valley.
Like a cow? What did you say?
Like in the valley.
Oh.
they grow cows around here in like Denny's neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Oh,
I heard about West Virginia boys.
Yeah, they got wet feet for the inbreeding.
Oh, wait there.
I'm just kidding. Anyway.
Yeah.
So then who do you model for? Are you between shoots?
Well, I do freelance stuff, and I have some upcoming things coming up, and so you'll just have to wait and see, and it's a big surprise, so.
Well, you have to let us know where to look.
On our fan page.
Look on my, I have a fan page and then I have a friend page. So look on Kristen Analia, friend
Your
page.
Your fan page?
Just the regular page. I take subscribers. So you can look on Kristen Analia and then you can look on Kristen Arak, which is the fan page.
Aha. So like one, subscribe to the other.
Yeah. That's exactly. But this is Carrie-Anne's show, so I'm just supporting her. So
that's okay. She gave you the shout out. How did you two meet? Did you work together before? Did you and Carrie-Anne meet?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we pretty much all met through Facebook. Like, this friend's a friend of this friend, this friend's a friend of that friend.
Yeah.
Type thought.
Yeah, it's kind of happened.
Yeah.
Because I've known Kristen for almost a year now. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's...
We've been dating each other for a year.
So I didn't know if you knew each other in person or we're just all talking for the first time. Well, maybe I'm talking to y'all for the first time, except for Danny. He seems to call the show every time it's on.
So,
Michael wanted me to tell you that you're very beautiful as well. and he loves you too.
Who, me?
The little family, but, Michael.
Who's,
yeah,
Michael?
He helps
Michael.
Danielle out. He goes by the Loyal Family.
Oh, got it, yes.
You thought it was the other one, didn't you?
Yes, I thought that it was a different
That's
one.
That's what I thought
you
at
know,
first, too, every time you said that name.
I know.
Yes, there's another
my honor. My honor is about to come out.
Yeah, there's another Michael who stalks these girls, calls them all kinds of nasty things, and is just an awful person. And, like, he'll post nude photos of himself, and it's...
He's bad.
He's really, fucking scary. Oh, I just crossed. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. We're on the internet.
You're such a bad girl.
I know.
Nothing wrong with you, girl.
I guess. We're both bad girls, kind of.
Yeah, we are. But it's more fun that way.
Yeah, it
Ooh.
Is. We're
Sounds like
pair.
Fun. Good pair of bad girls.
What?
I said a good pair
what?
Of bad girls.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yep.
So how was your Thanksgiving?
Mine was good.
Mine was good.
Good.
Random.
I know. I was changing the subject.
So, wait, Chris,
do you
what was
talk
your funnest year?
About bad girls anymore?
What?
I said you don't want to talk about bad girls anymore?
No, because we started talking about pairs of things, so I...
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Well,
I
like bad girls. I'll just say I like.
No, I yeah.
Danny, you like all kinds of girls.
Well, at least you like.
I don't like ugly
like
ones.
Girls.
As long as you're anatomically and physiologically a girl, Danny's down. Just kidding.
That's very true. No, you're not kidding.
Well, Vince can tell you, I absolutely hate Danica Patrick.
No, you
oh.
don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I hate Danica Patrick.
Well, she's great.
Vince will
hot.
Tell you, like, we go off on her all the time on this show.
Well, they either go off or get off. I forget what he's doing back there.
I don't even know where to train yourself until you get off
there. Danny's not a big Danica Patrick fan, but she doesn't think she can drive. And she only got her ride because of doing GoDaddy commercials.
Oh, my God. GoDaddy?
GoDaddy.
Yeah, the GoDaddy.
She's
no,
the GoDaddy
I don't know.
Girl.
The GoDaddy, the website thing.
I don't know.
Have
you
seen any of those TV commercials?
What? Here, I'll
I don't know what
Carrie
I'm talking about.
I'll have Carrie Ann explain it to me
later.
What
is
it?
It's a racing thing.
Is it show
remember
in the summertime?
A racing.
I don't really watch racing very much. I like basketball.
I like baseball.
And I like mud wrestling.
I like watching mud wrestle. Jello wrestling.
She got my interest there. With the mud wrestling.
What about you two ladies? Do you ever mud wrestle together or jello wrestle?
Oh, yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Can you make a YouTube video of it and post it?
No,
we don't take videos.
No, it's private. It's our own fun.
Your own private fun?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
What's so funny?
It's grown. Everyone has to have private.
What's so Danny's getting excited, so he starts laughing to hide it.
Yeah, so he's just going to laugh.
Because I don't know what's really going on. That's what's the funny part.
Wait, we're trying to get into
you.
What?
Can you speak a different language?
What?
What's that?
What did Danny, what did you say?
So I know what's really going on. That's why I find it so funny. Or I know you're all the background.
You don't know what's going on.
No, you don't think.
He has an idea what he wants to go on.
We're talking publicly now, so we'll just give you
this
little pieces of information.
Wait. Michael wants to know, will you do paint wrestling? So Terry does all the paint. He wants to do some paint wrestling.
Well, paint's good, too.
We might take that into consideration.
Yeah, you can make good art out of that, too.
Put a poll question on your Facebook page.
Yeah, right. That's a good idea. Poll. So that all the pervs can vote on it.
Yeah.
Oh, did I just say that out loud? Oops, sorry.
Yeah, I did.
Why? It's on the internet. You can act like this is Howard Stern show type thought.
It's an internet
Howard
radio.
Stern.
What?
Is Howard listening?
Well, he would have you in
Howard
studio, Mike Wessler.
Not listening.
Yeah. Why don't you
have you listening?
Michael's listening. But he's like, could y'all do... He wants one option to be a tub of Fruit Loops.
Where is this Michael?
Michael's chatting with me on Facebook. He's sending me messages on Facebook.
I wish he'd stop saying Michael.
If I say the little family.
I know.
I know.
It's simple. Michael
and I both know.
I just don't like that name anymore.
Yeah, right. We both like kind of cringe at that name.
So. Yeah.
And
it's not a good name.
Okay, I'll start calling him Mr. Hensel, since that's his last
name.
Okay,
well, that's much better. That works.
Call him Mr. Loyal Family or something.
Mr. Loyal.
The Loyal Family or the Royal Family?
He got all these clubs called the Loyal Family. It's people that help each other with all these contests.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
the contests are like the best thing that ever came on the internet.
He wanted me to get that out there.
Oh, okay, there you go. That was nice.
Well, everybody, I guess it's been a fun show. Christina,
yeah.
it's been a pleasure.
It's been a lot of fun.
We'll have to do this again sometime. Carrie Ann, it's a pleasure to meet you.
You too.
Pleasure talking to you.
I'll hit you up on Facebook.
It was nice talking to both of y'all.
And
what?
You're here every week.
Nice talking to both of y'all.
Okay, I can't hear when two people talk at once.
Yeah, the only thing. Go ahead, Dan.
I heard y'all.
I was saying it was great talking with both of you all.
It was great talking with you, both of you all.
Yeah, it was.
That's at West Virginia. It's at West Virginia ground.
Yeah, it's nice. It's good. I wish I had an event too.
Well, you can. You can just,
I can
just practice. Madonna could change hers every few years. You can pick one
true
up.
Yeah, I could do that.
So, thanks for joining us, ladies, and...
Okay.
Thank you.
And
thanks.
Don't be a stranger. Tune in from time to time. We'll just check out our Garage Talk Live Facebook page. We'll post up who we're going to have on and what we're going to talk about and things like that in the up-and-coming future.
Okay, check that out.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for calling in. The more the merrier.
That's right. It was very merry. It was very fun.
Next time
we do it every Monday and Thursday.
Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Sounds great. And then I'll talk to you guys later.
All
okay,
right.
Okay, guys. Okay, bye.
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 And Thursday's girls getting the facts, except for Danny. He's not a girl. But he usually joins Tammy, and she'll be debuting a new co-host. So
yeah.
Tomorrow night is Low Down and Dirty, where some of the local dirt track guys up around Grandview have their show, 8 to 9 plus. That's what we usually book it at here, right? 8 to 9 plus. And Tammy should be back here next Monday, handle all the board work. And, well, Dan, it was pretty fun with the two young ladies.
I can get some more next week, if you want.
Next week? Let me worry about next week, okay? I think I want to get Anne-Marie Rhodes on and Shauna. I got to get Jennifer Jo on as well, see what she's got planned up running and get ready for Daytona.
Yeah. Well, I can do a few weeks, but yeah, I got more girls that I talk to a lot that will probably come on.
Now, the one that was just on is what, Christina, what's her last name? How do you spell her last name? Is it C or C or K?
Her first, it starts with A. Her last
name?
First name starts with a K. It's Anila. A-N-N-A-L-E-A, Arak, A-R-A-C-K.
A-R-A-C-K. Uh-oh, send me the link. It's not coming
okay,
up
I'll
on
send
mine.
You, yeah, I'll send you the links to your biafer.
So... All right, Danny, we'll see you. I guess we'll see you next Monday night.
Okay.
Tune in to Low Down and Dirty tomorrow night right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Vince Bontigli. Hope everybody enjoyed, had a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you all next week.